Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, Chodesh Tov to this Shir Chabura. We have entered the month of Kislev, which should be a month of light and Yeshua and Kol Tov and Nechama for all of Klal Yisrael. This Shir is sponsored by Shoshana Adler. Shoshana Adler is a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Dina. And also, she is generously sponsoring for Zara Shel Kayama, for those couples who are waiting to have children. May the Ribono Shel Olam take this chus of the Torah learning that we share and answer all of our tefillos l'tova. Amen v'amen. So I was looking at which Mishnah we should go through, and I chose a Mishnah that I think we're going to be spending a few weeks on. We'll do it part by part or teaching by teaching, if you will. So I'm going to begin to screen share, and I have it on my screen view. Could you see my screen? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so it's Mishnah Pirkei Avos Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, unless it's with Mishnah Dal together. There's two different ways of counting Pirkei Avos. I'll be honest, I'm not exactly clear on that, to tell you the truth, but I'm going with Pirkei Avos Perek Hey, and here we go. It starts from here. Hillel Omer, Al Tifrosh Min Hatzibur. Hillel says, do not separate yourself from the community. Al Ta'amin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom Moscha, and do not believe in yourself until the day of your death. Al Tadin Es Chavercha Ad Shetegilim Komo, and do not judge your friend until you get to their place. So you already see how fundamental these teachings are. So when I sat down, I started to prepare this Shir Tuesday, and I sat down, and what I did was I just started to look through Pirkei Avos and to see what we should focus on. And when I started at the beginning of Pirkei Aleph, when I came to this Mishnah, I said, you know, these are such fundamental concepts that are so important to our Avodas Hashem. I would like to spend Beli Neder a few weeks going through this Mishnah, and we'll do teaching by teaching. So Hillel says, Al Tirfosh Min Tzibur, do not separate from the Tzibur, from the congregation. Al Tamim Ba'atz Mechad Yom Moscha, do not believe in yourself to the day of your death. Al Tadin Es Chaver Chad Shad Degilim Komo, and you should not judge your friend until you get to the place. Al Tomar Davar Shir I Afshar Lishmoa, Shesofo Lihishama. That means, according to Rav's Lau interpretation, the art school of Lau and Avos, do not say something that cannot be understood, assuming in the end it will be understood. Va'al tomar the kisha efna eshna shemaloti fara, and do not say, when I have time, I will learn. Because if you say that, you will never have time. So this is an extremely, as you could see, important Mishnah, as they all are, with a lot of practical teaching. So what I would like to do tonight is begin with, I don't want to forget. I got, Baruch Hashem, four women replied, if we want a shir next Thursday night on Thanksgiving. I am home. I'm not going anywhere. I am more than happy. I'm prepared and available to give shir. I need you to tell me if you want shir. So what I would like you to do, maybe even on the chat here, we can, I know how I have a nice turnout this evening. If you could post on the chat or reach out to me, are you interested in shir? Then even if it's a smaller crowd than usual, I'm happy to give shir. And those who miss it could make it up on Y.U. Torah. But I need you to tell me if you want shir. I'm home. I'm available. Works for me. Okay, so what I want to do tonight is focus on, so one person here already said yes. Okay, what I want to do tonight is just start at the beginning. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. So the first teaching in this Mishnah is Hillel's teaching, do not separate from the tzibur, from the cloud. So if you remember, we quoted Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael, oh my gosh, not Yisrael Meir Lau, we're going to get to him in a minute. We quoted Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita from Moshav Matis Yahu, and I heard him say a couple of weeks or a few months ago, in a shir, tzibur stands for Tzadik Beinoni Rasha. If you look at the word tzibur, tzadik beis reish. So what does it mean to be part of the tzibur? What does it mean to be part of the klal? It means to understand all different levels of Jews, and we're all in it together. And the Jew who thinks that he has a separate destiny than the rest of the klal is sorely mistaken. Because we know when they come for us, they come for all of us. What did Mordechai say to Esther? I know we're coming up to Hanukkah and not Purim, but what did Mordechai say to Esther? Al tadami b'nafshech lihi melei beis hamelech mikol hayehudim. Do not think you can escape with your life in the palace of the king more than any of the other Jews. If you persist in your silence in this time, deliverance and salvation will come from another place. And you and your father's house will disappear into the mist of history. A Jew can never separate himself from the congregation, knowing that there are tzadikim tzadik, beinonim, beis, middle of the road people, and Rishayim. And not everyone is necessarily perfect as we will judge them, but nevertheless, Klal Yisrael is made up of many different kinds of people. We are all in it together. So what does the Bar Tanura have to say? Generally, I think we tend to start with the Bar Tanura. So the Bar Tanura says here, and you could see it on your screen, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur, do not separate from the congregation. Ela Hishtateif B'Tzaratam. You should make yourself a partner in their pain. And when other people are in pain, you should be in pain. She is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for a child. When other Jews are in pain, you should feel their pain. You should participate in their suffering. Do not remove yourself, says the Bar Tanura. Hishtateif b'tzaratam. Make yourself a partner in their pain. Shekol ha-poish min ha-tzibur. Anyone who separates himself from the congregation, anyone who separates himself from the community, eina ro'a b'nechamas ha-tzibur. Look at that, quoting the Gemara Masachas Tainis, the Bar Tanura. He who separates himself from the pain of the community will not see the comfort or the redemption of the community. So if you want to be part of the comfort and the redemption, the Besoros Tovos and the good times, you have to cast your lot with your fellow Jew in the difficult times as well. That's what the Bar Tanura says. I also want to quote from Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's put Rabbeinu Yonah up on the screen here. So Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary on Pirkei Avos says, Al tifrosh min hatzibur. B'shash hatzibur oskin b'torah uva mitzvos. Hu keser kol olamim. V'kavur kol memshalto. At the time when the tzibur, the congregation, is involved in Torah learning, in doing mitzvos, when you have an achiezer, when you have an etime, when you have an hatzala organization, when you have Chai Lifeline, when you have any other tzedakah organization, achnasas kala, at the time that the community, that the kihil, that the congregation is involved in a life of Torah and in actions of mitzvos, that is the crown of all worlds. And that is the greatest kavod of their rulership. The greatest kavod, the greatest crown comes when the community is involved in positive things like Torah learning and in mitzvos. Ki berov am ne'asafim lekayem mitzvosav hadras melechu. Because when the majority of the people, rov am, when the vast majority of the nation gathers together to keep the mitzvos of Hashem, that is glory to the king. That's hadras melech. You know the phrase of Chazal, berov am hadras melech. And when we are involved in mitzvos, when we are involved in Torah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that brings the greatest covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ein Ra'ui Lifarosh Mehem. And therefore, it is not appropriate to separate from the Kehillah when they're involved in acts of Chesed and Torah and Yeshivos and Gemilas Chasadim. You should be involved in those also, and you shouldn't separate yourself from the strivings of the Klal, because that's the greatest crown. Like the Pasuk says in Devarim, that Yehi Bishurun Melach Bihis Aseif Am. And it was a king over Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a name for Knesset Israel. Bihis Aseif. When the people come together, v'zehu b'tzibur haholeich b'derech tova, v'yiskabtu la'asos mitzvah. Now this Mishnah is referring to, don't be poresh min atzibur, don't separate yourself from the congregation, is referring to atzibur, a congregation that is involved and gathers together to do those positive things, to do chasadim for achiyazer, to be involved with hatzalah, to be involved with hachnasas kal, to be involved with the bikur cholah, the meals and more, stocking the hospital rooms and the bikur cholah rooms. This is when the tzibur is going on the proper path. And when they gather together to do mitzvos, then Hillel tells you, do not separate from them. But you have to know, ach, hatzibur hano tel aderech ra'ah, umaseh mikul kalin. So you have to be careful, because if you see a neighborhood or a kihila or a congregation and they are straying on the bad path and their deeds are not good, cursed deeds, bad deeds, antithesis of Torah, ein ra'ui lihischaber imahem. It is not appropriate, it is not worthy, chaver, to cling to them, to be part of their chabura. Don't be mischaber with them. Now, somebody might be thinking, isn't that a contradiction to how we started the shir? We quote Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita, who says, Tzibur stands for Tzadik Binoni in Russia, Tzadik Beis Reish. There are tzadikim, very righteous people. There are the middle of the road people, and then there are the wicked people. And didn't we start off the shir by saying, you shouldn't separate from the klal? So I thought you shouldn't separate. Well, it's not a stira. We have to understand that there are all levels of Jews. We have to do our best to bring other Jews back to Torah. We have to do our best to live lives of kiddush Hashem, so those who are non-affiliated will see what it means to be a proper Jew, to be an Adam Gadol. However, we have to be careful not to be influenced by their ways. While we accept that there are all different kinds of Jews, at the same time, we have to be careful not to be mischaber imahem when their actions are poisonous. So you could still accept that they're Jews, I saw on Tisha B'Av, it wasn't on Tisha B'Av, it was after. Someone sent me a link to an article. There was a certain, I don't know if it was Reconstructionist, Reform, I don't know what all the labels are, congregation that on Tisha B'Av had an outdoor service because of the COVID pandemic where they blew shofar and they sat down in mourning for a certain political organization that they were showing support and solidarity with. So we could accept that they are Jews. We could daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam to help them come back. Doesn't mean you should go to that assembly. Doesn't mean you should sit on the lawn and blow shofar on Tisha B'Av in mourning for certain groups or political parties that are the antithesis of Torah. So ein ra'lis chaber imahem, v'haporesh mehem harezim meshubach. So separating them from them is meshubach. You should be careful not to cling to them. In fact, you should separate from them. So this is, we saw the Bar Tanura, and we saw Rabbeinu Yonah a little bit lengthier. So now I could stop screen sharing. So tonight we are talking about not to be poresh min hatzibur. There is, 1 second. Okay, so it seems that people do want a Thanksgiving shir, so Be'ezras Hashem, we will proceed with that. We should all be well. I am now going to quote from Rav Yisrael Meir Lau in his Yachal Yisrael commentary to Pirkei Avos. So Rabbi Lau writes as follows. There are four ways that one expresses his allegiance to the community. And what are the four ways? The first is tefillah. Firstly, he joins in communal prayer, which is more effective than individual prayer. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, when is a time of favor? When is a person's prayer more likely to be heard? When the community prays. Because God, the Gemara says in Brachos, Ches Amar Aleph, does not reject the prayer of the community. So the first way that we can be a shotef, a partner, a joining with the community is to understand the impact and the power of tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah. Second, tzedakah. He takes part in the community's charitable endeavors and acts of repentance. So that's tzedakah and teshuvah, the understanding that we're all in it together. When there is a communal fund, so everybody is required to partake of that. Al tifosh min tzibur. You should not separate yourself from the prayers of the community, and you should not separate yourself from the tzedakah funds of the community. Thirdly, when the community suffers, he does not distance himself from it like we saw in the Bar Tanura. Should be a partner in that suffering, even if you are a Baruch Hashem, not in a place of suffering. Don't forget that the community might be undergoing a difficult time, or your friends in the community might be undergoing a difficult time. To the contrary, you must fast with others, join in their sorrow. This is very interesting. Quoting the Gemara from Maseches Tainis, Yud Aleph, which is what the Bar Tanura quoted. This is just a little bit of a lengthier quote. The sages teach two ministering angels, two malachi asharis, accompany a person. If he does not take part in communal life, they place their hands on his head and they say, this person has separated himself from others. Let him not see the consolation that the community will enjoy. So there's malachim accompanying us, and they're testifying either for us or against us. And if Chas V'Shalom, someone separates himself from the klal, he feels he can make it on his own, he feels he doesn't need other people, he feels he doesn't have to be involved in communal endeavors. So those two malachim put their hands on our head, Chas V'Shalom, may testify before God, so to speak, saying this person separated himself, let him not see consolation. It's really mida keneged mida. If you want to be separated, so Hashem will make sure to separate you from the community. I think. On the way which you want to go, you will be led. So if you want to separate yourself, so Hashem says, no problem. I'll separate you from the community, which is why there are only two mitzvos asay for which the punishment of not fulfilling is karis. Two mitzvos asay, which really relate to this idea of al tirfosh min hatzibur, where the punishment for not fulfilling these mitzvos is kares, being cut off from the people. What are they? Korban Pesach, one who, not if he's tamei, not if he can't bring it, not if he's under duress, he chooses to separate himself from the community and not be involved in the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is a communal sacrifice. You davka, join together with the community. It is a communal sacrifice, Korban Pesach. You separate yourself from the community, so Hashem says, you want to be separated from this community? No problem. I will ultimately separate you from the community, kares. And the other mitzvos asay, bris milah. one who is negligent and willingly does not fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So Hashem says, you show that you don't want to be part of the Bris Shel Avraham Avinu. You don't want to be part of this beautiful Knesset Yisrael, this Tzibur, this Kehila, this nation that Avraham Avinu established in his covenant with God. You will be separated. Ve'aver alayich ve'erech misposesis b'damayich ve'amer b'damayich chayi yichesko. I think Perek Yedzayim or Tezayim. Hashem passed over us and he saw us rolling in our blood. He said, through your bloods you shall live. Through your bloods you shall live. What are the two bloods? Dam Milah and Dam Korban Pesach. Through that we have life. Because both of those mitzvahs represent being part of this community, understanding that our destiny is with all of Klal Yisrael. And if we separate from that, then Hashem says, you don't want to be part of the Klal? Then guess what? You won't be part of the Klal. So going back to Rabbi Lau, so far we gave three explanations or interpretations or paths to be connected. The Hischaber Imatzibur. One, communal prayer. Two, take part in the community's charitable endeavors and acts of repentance. Three, when the community suffers, he joins in their suffering. Sorry, like we saw, it's midah kenega midah. If you don't join in the suffering, the Gemara says in Tainis Yir Aleph Alp, you will not see the consolation either. And finally, interestingly, he conforms to the standards of an upright community. And perhaps this is also a little bit about minhag ha-makom. And if there's an upright community, your level should be to come up to those standards, not to bring other people down, but to rise up to meet them. As our sages state, a person should always be an accepted part of the community. The sages also teach, do not laugh when others are crying. Do not cry when others are laughing. Do not be awake among those sleeping, nor asleep among those who are awake. Do not sit amongst others who are standing, nor stand amongst those who are sitting. So in other words, a person should conform to the upright standards of the community, like we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. Obviously, if it's not an upright community, should not be involved in what they are doing. Furthermore, Rav Simcha Bunim of Pesischa states, why is it so important to be part of a tzibur? He gives a mashal. If a person were to pay for an item with a handful of coins, amongst which one coin is worn away, the seller would not object because you just gave him 100 wonderful coins. One isn't so good, so he looks away. However, should he attempt to buy something with this coin alone, it might be rejected. The seller is going to say, this is a damaged coin. I don't want your coin. Similarly, when a Jew is part of the community, his deeds and prayers are accepted, even if they are flawed. But when he is alone, his action and his prayers are much more critically examined. So we see how important it is to cast our lot with the community, that Torah, mitzvot are what define us, and it's the crown of Knesset Yisrael, and it's our tafkid not to separate from that. I'm going to quote from Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch on Pirkei Avos. Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch on Pirkei Avos says, why is it so important to be part of the tzibur? Besides for the reason that we've already gave. We looked at the Bar Tanura, we looked at Rabbeinu Yonah, and we looked at Rabbi Lau Shlita. But why is it so important to be part of the tzibur? So Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch adds a slightly different wording or different dimension. It is not to the individual, but to the community. Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. That God entrusted his Torah as an inheritance for all generations to come. No one particular person owns Chas V'Shalom Torah. No one particular sect or path or hashkafa of Jews owns Torah. Morasha Kihilas Yaakov, it was not to the individual but to the community that God entrusted his Torah as an inheritance for all generations to come. And therefore, says Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch, every individual is duty bound to join forces with his community in thought, in word, in deed, and loyally share the tasks and obligations of the community as long as the community proves faithful to the Torah. So that is what we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. Of course, if it is a sinful community, we should remove ourselves. But as long as they are faithful to the Morasha Kehilas Yaakov, you live in a place where there are yeshivas, where there are shuls, where there are Talmud Torah, where there is chesed, that's a wonderful thing. And every person has to say, what am I doing, not only for myself? That's a question I'm saying to myself. What am I doing not only for myself, and not only for my family, and not only for my friends? What am I doing for this tzibur, for this kehila, for this community in which I live? Of course, chesed begins at home. and everyone must balance their time and not neglect the people in their home. Balamaisa, a person in some way has to be involved in contributing to the Morashat Kehilas Yaakov, to the Barov Am Hadras Melech, to the Tefillah, Tzedakah, suffering, redemption of Knesset Yisrael. Because who got the Torah, says Rav Chaim Shefalosh? Who is entrusted as an inheritance for all generations to come with Torah? The community. Morashat Kehilas Yaakov. Not one person. And therefore, it's an our obligation to pay back, if you will, to the community. For whatever he may be able to do on his own, says Rav Hirsch, is inadequate and short-lived. Only in conjunction with the achievements of others can his actions have importance. And isn't it true that we hear or we say all the time, Mikaim Chaisa, Gai Echad Ba'aretz, because the truth is we are part of a community. We're part of a wonderful community. We know how much chesed Jews do for others, how much support Jews do for others, and how sad that the COVID pandemic, which is still ongoing, has taken away a lot of that. There are other ways, of course, to be involved in the community. Nobody knows the cheshbonos of the Ribono Shel Olam. So I'm saying this very carefully. When Hashem does things in this world, he's sending us a message. That's Torah, for sure. That's the Torah Shkafa. We have to have introspection. And if Hashem took away our ability to be involved to the highest degree with community, I don't know. Maybe he's telling us something. We need to step up our efforts to the plate. We can't do Bikur Cholim the way we used to. We can't do Hachnasas Archim like we used to. We can't do Hachnasas Kala like we used to. We have to take a Musar Haskal. We have to ask ourselves, are we part of the Tzibur? And if we are, Baruch Hashem, can we do a little bit more? Remember we spoke about not when we reach our glass ceiling. Can we do a little bit more? Because when I was preparing Shir, Rav Shamsher Bal Hirsch says, Al Tifosh Min HaTzibur is based on the principle of Torah Tzivilvanu Moshe Marasha Kihilas Yaakov. I want to share with you an exceedingly powerful medrash on this pasuk. I first learned this medrash on the YU Shavuos Ritz Yarchei Kala program a number of years ago. It was taught in a shir by Rav Elchanan Adler Shlita. He's one of the YU Rashi Yeshivos. I think it was our second year on the program, not first. So I don't know if it was 2016, 17, 18, 19. So I think it was 2017, Shavuos. And it's very powerful. I'm going to screen share with you. Listen carefully. So here's my other screen for you. Could you see my screen? Yeah, okay, Baruch Hashem. Miriam smiles when I see it. I'm so nervous that you can't see, so I have to ask if you could see. Okay. So the Pasuk tells us in Devarim Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dala, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kehilas Yaakov. Shem Shem Fal Hirsch says this is the basis for understanding why we cannot be Porish Min HaTzibur. Marasha Kehilas Yaakov. It wasn't given to one person. It was given to an assembly of Jacob, a Kehilah. So I want to show you this unbelievable medrash. Most of it is in Aramaic, but I'm going to read through it with you and explain it. It's a story about Rabbi Yanai. Okay. Masa bi Rabbi Yanai. There's a story, a happening. An episode occurred with Rabbi Yanai. Oh, sorry. This is Medrash Vayikra Rabba. I have my Medrash right here. Okay. This is where I prepared from. I'm just putting it on the screen so you could see. Also, Medrash Vayikra Rabba, Tes 9 Gimel, Parshas Tzav. Okay. Medrash Vayikra Rabba, Parshas Tzav. Tes Gimel. Masa bi Rabbi Yanai, Shahaya Mahalech Baderech. There was a story involving Rabbi Yanai. He was walking on the way. V'ra Adam Echad, Shahaya Mishupa Biyoser. And he saw one particular individual. I'm going to be quoting the Eitz Yosef. So the Eitz Yosef is here, the commentary to the Mishnah, Medrash. So I'm going to quote, what does it mean, Mishupa Biyoser? Shahaya Mishupa Bivigadim Na'im Kivigde Talmide Chachamim. He was resplendent, this guy who Rabbi Yanai sees walking, in beautiful clothing, pleasant clothing. He looked like he was wearing the clothing of a Talmid Chacham, v'lachein hayas savur, and therefore Rabbi Yanai was so certain, shehu Chacham, that he was a wise person. He was wearing the clothing, distinguished clothing of a Talmid Chacham. Right? Furthermore, the Eitz Yosef says, also, Mishupa Biyoser is Shafal V'anav. He was low, he was humble. So a Talmud Chacham is generally a humble person, so you could put the two interpretations together. His clothing showed that he was a Talmud Chacham. He was dressed in pleasant clothing. Maybe he was wearing a frock coat, I know, an upturned hat. And also, he was a Shafal and an Anav. So Rabbi Yane walks, and he sees this guy, Amarle. So he says to this man, Mishagach Rabbi Miskabla Gaban. This means, please give heed and be accepted to eat with us. Eitz Yosef says, Perush Tashgiach na Aleinu v'tiyeh mikuba la'echol etzlenu. Please come to us. Come sit with me. V'tiyeh mikuba la'echol etzlenu. Do you want to come and sit with us? It sounds like Avraham Avinu, when he welcomed the guest, said, please don't pass by my way. Stay here and have a meal with me. So Rabbi Yana invites this individual, this man, who looks like a Talmud Chacham based on his dress. And Rabbi Yana understands that he is shafal and enough. Please come eat with me. Amar lo in. So he said to him, in means yes. Perush amar le hein. That's the Eitz Yosef. Okay, so the man's going to come. He's going to eat with Rabbi Yanai. Hichniso leveso, ha'echilo v'hishkol. So he does nice hachnasos arachim. Rabbi Yanai enters the man into his home. He gives him food. He gives him drink. And then he wants to have a Torah conversation because another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, you should not sit at a table without saying Divrei Torah. So Rabbi Yanai starts to give the man a feher. Bidako b'mikra v'lo matzo. So he tests him in Torah. Doesn't know. B'mishnah v'lo matzo, he tests the Mishnah, he doesn't know. B'agadah v'lo matzo, in Agadah, he doesn't know. B'talmud v'lo matzo, he doesn't know the Gemara. So he went through Torah Shebichtav, he went through Torah Shebaal Peh, the man doesn't know any Torah. Amarle, finally Rabbi Yanai says, Sav Berich. Sav Berich means, Kachakos uvareich birkas habazon. That's what Eitz Yosef says. Take the cup and lead us in benching. Ki dekamai lan, the orach mivarech, because it's bekavadik, and there's a law. The orach, the guest. Some of you learned about birkas orach with me last week in a different venue. So it's worthy that the guest should bench. So amarle sabrich, you're my guest, says the Eitz Yosef. You should lead the benching. Amarle, the guest says, yivarech yani bevesa. Diplomatic answer. The guest doesn't say I don't know how to bench. But after Rabbi Yanai gives him a faher on Torah Shebichtav and all of Torah Shebalpeh, the guy doesn't know anything. So Rabbi Yanai says to this man, who's maybe not so distinguished after all, lead us in benching because you're the Oreach. And the man says, you know why, Yanai, it's your house. You should lead us in benching. Amarle. So Rabbi Yanai said, Isbach Amar Madana Amar Lach. This means, are you able to repeat after me what I will say to you? Eitz Yosef, klomar im tuchal lomar acharei mashan yomar. If I lead the benching, will you at least be able to repeat after me what I say? Amar lay in, and he said, yes, I will be able to repeat after you. So now you think he's going to start benching, and the man will repeat the benching. What does Rabbi Yanai say? Amar lay. Rabbi Yanai says, emor, repeat after me. Achal kalba pistaya diyanai. What does that mean? You should know. Kalba, Kalba Savua. Why is Kalba Savua named Kalba Savua? Does anyone know? It's not his real name. I say it every year by my Sfiras HaOmashirim, Bli Neder. Because he was so wealthy that a kelev would be soveya when it left his property. Kalba Savua is Aramaic for kelev, soveya. He had so much money, Kalba Savua, Rachel's father, Rabbi Akiva's employer, if you will, that even the dogs would leave his property satiated. So Rabbi Yanai says to this guy, please bench. And this man says, you bench, it's your house. Rabbi Yanai says, could you repeat after me? The man says, yes. Rabbi Yanai says, this is what you should say. Achal kalba pistaya diyanai. Wow. Perush, says the Eitz Yosef. Hakelev achal pito shal yanai. Wow. A dog came and ate my bread. Do you understand? Rabbi Yanai just said to me, you're a dog. And he came to me and ate my bread. Come. The guest got up. Tafseya, he grabbed hold of Rabbi Yanai Amarle, and he said to him, Yerusasi gabach da'at moneali. My inheritance, you are holding back my inheritance from me.
Kan tafsiye ha'oreach kam v'tafas Rabbi Yanai. The oreach, says the Eitz Yosef, got up and grabbed hold of Rabbi Yanai. V'achzo b'chazaka, and he held him strongly. And he said to him, you're holding back my inheritance from me. Klomar, re'ei ha'yerusha sheyesh li biyadecha. My Yerusha, you're holding it in your hands. Va'ata me'akva mimeni. You're holding back my Yerusha. Rabbi Yanai never met this guy before. He brings him to his house because he looks distinguished. He's wearing the big day talmidei chachamim. He thinks he's a shafal and an arab. He gives him to eat. He gives him to drink. And he wants to have a Torah conversation. And the man's an ignoramus. Rabbi Yanai says, at least lead us in benching. You're the oreich. The man says, it's Yanai's house. Yanai should lead us in benching. Rabbi Yanai says, repeat after me. A dog came and ate the food of Yanai. The man got so angry, he grabbed him and he held him and he shook him and he said, you're holding my inheritance. Amar le, Rabbi Yanai says, Umahu yaru tasach gabi. What inheritance of yours am I holding? What inheritance of yours is by me? Amar le, and the guest said, I'm going to tell you what you're holding back from me. Perush, v'sha'alo Rabbi Yanai, ma haya ha'yerusha sheish Lecha biyadi. Rabbi Yanai says back, I'm telling you the Medrash with the interpretation of the Eitz Yosef so we can understand the Medrash. He said to the man, what is the Yerusha of yours that's in my hand? Amar lei, he said to him, Chad zman, one time, Havena avar kami base sifra. What's a base sifra? You should know what a base sifra is. It's a base savior. One time I was walking, avar, I passed by a base savior. Amar lehi oreach, the oreach, I'm reading the Eitz Yosef, said, Pam achas hayisi ofer lefnei beis ha-sefer. One time I walked by a beis sefer, rotsa lamar, meaning to say, beis ha-medrash, shalom dim bo ha-tinokos. One time this guest walked by a beis sefer, a beis medrash, where they teach the children. V'shamati kolam shel ha-tinokos omrim. And the guest said, and when I walked by the beis sefer, I heard the tinokos saying, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Marasha, Kehilas Yaakov. You know, said the guest, the ignoramus to Rabbi Yanai, grabs him by the lapels. And he says, you boor, you think I'm a dog? You're a terrible person. You are holding my inheritance. Rabbi Yanai says, I never met you before. I'm not holding your inheritance. I have nothing of you. He said, yes, you do. Let me answer you. One time I walked by a base sefer, says the Eitz Yosef, a base medrash where they teach Tinokos. And I heard the Tinokos talk a learning Torah. Tinoko shall base Rabbanan. And I heard them learning Torah. And you know what I heard them saying? I heard them saying, Torah tzivu lanu Moshe, the Torah that Moshe commanded us, Morasha kihilas Yaakov. It's the heritage for the entire assembly of Jacob. Morasha kihilas Yanai ein kesiv. Ela kihilas Yaakov. Said the guest, Rabbi Yanai, you think you're so great? It doesn't say, Torah tzivu lanu Moshe, Morasha kihilas Yanai. It says, Kihilas Yaakov. Rabbi Yanai was put in his place, and he accepted the Musar. Amar le, so Rabbi Yanai said to him, Lama zachisa lemechla al pisori. So you talk of his chus. What chus do you have that I brought you to my house and you ate my bread? Amar lo, so what was the chus of this man? Because he was clearly an ignoramus. He couldn't even lead the benching, the mezumin. He didn't know even one Dvar Torah, not an chumish, not a gadata, not the mishnah, not gemar, nothing. Amar lo, miyamai lo sham is mila bisha v'chizarti lemara. I never heard a shameful word. I never heard lashon hara, and I went and I told it over. I always knew how to hold my tongue. I want to make sure I translate it correctly. Yes, I never heard a bad word spoken and reported back to the person being spoken of. I never peddled gossip. Velo chames train dimish kashtin dein im dein vela yahavi shlama b'nehon. I never heard two people arguing and I didn't make peace, shlama b'nehon, between them. Amrle kohada derech eretz gabach v'karisach kalba. You're such a bal derech eretz, said Yanai. I called you a dog. Wow. Very powerful. So the fact that he held his tongue and he strove to make peace, he was a person of the kehila. He was a person of the tzibur. This man, he may have been an ignoramus, and it's not something we're recommending. And of course, we should spend time learning, and we have to make sure to increase our intelligence level. But he was a person who strove to bring people together. I never peddled the wares of Lashon Hara, which divides people. Parashas Tazria, Vayikra.
Very good, Gimel. Why does the Metzorah sit outside of all three camps? Rashi says, Badad Yeshev Michutz Machana Moshavo. He's separated between people, he will be separated. Well, this man, this ignoramus, is Ama Aretz, Rabbi Yani called a Kalev, understood that it's Marasha Kilas Yaakov. Marasha Kilas Yanai Ein Kasiv. It's not your Torah, it belongs to the community. So Rabbi Yani said, what chusim do you have? So he said, you know what chusim I have? I bring people together. When I see people arguing, I strive to make peace between people. So I do the opposite of causing divide. I want the tzibur to be together. And I don't peddle the wares of the gossip of Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yani understood. Rabbi Yani took the mussar. I'm going to end by quoting from, if you didn't get it, still so kedai. Last week's Mishpacha had Rabbi David Feinstein, Zatzal, on the cover. It was an amazing cover story. Cover article, I don't know what to call it. Tribute. Beautiful tribute. To one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. It was just nifter. Person who's able to bring all kinds of Jews together. A Gadol who understands, as much of a giant that he was, it's Marasha Kihilas Yaakov. And our strength comes when we're together. When we suffer together, we solve the sources. When we cry together, when we daven together, when we're involved in tzedakah together, we will all merit to see the redemption together. Who does Torah belong to? Not me, not you. Kihilas, not Yanai. Not one shul, not one kind of kippah, not the right, not the left, not the chassidish, not the yeshivish, it belongs to all of us. Rasha Kilas Yaakov, you're holding my inheritance. What inheritance? I passed by a base Talmud, a base Sefer, base Medrash, and they were not saying Rasha Kilas Yanai. So we have to join a communal prayer, tzedakah, tainis, as we learned in Rabbi Lau, conform to the high standards of a community. And yes, if it has negative actions. So Rabbi Yonah says, go away. There are Jews daven for them, but don't go onto the lawn on Tisha B'Av and blow shofar for certain political organizations that are the antithesis of Torah. The Knesset Yisrael is made up of all kinds, and the Torah belongs to all of us. Most of all, what David Feinstein gave was the gift of Torah. Even in his later years, when it was difficult and he wanted to stop the daily shiur, he would not let go of it, he said, because though he was worn out, quote, the boys want to hear shiur, and I can't leave them. Some of those boys that Rabbi David Feinstein was referring to had gray beards and were grandfathers, but they thirsted for his Torah. Along with two daily shiurim, he learned Mishnais after davening. Two Mishnais with the Bar Tanura. This drew its own crowd. Who came to hear Rav David Feinstein's Zasal Shir and two Mishnayos with the Bar Tanura? So we're not talking about a high level pilpul Shir. Who came? And I thought that this is such a beautiful end to a Shir where we talk about all Jews coming together. This drew its own crowd, all timers wearing fur hats and thick coats in the summer. The Hasidim from over the bridge who discovered him in recent years. Several people who worked in the neighborhood and lived elsewhere. Genuine Talmidei Chachamim. And one memorable gentleman who told me, writes Shuli Besser, the author of the article, he was a retired surgeon who chose to work as a security guard. And he lived here and there. In other words, a misfit, someone who doesn't have a place. He attended the same shirim as the Talmidei Chachamim, the same shirim as the old-timer with the fur hats and thick coats, the same shirim as the Hasidim, and they all sat down together. He was a surgeon by trade, but I chose to be a security guard. I lived here and there, but I would not miss that shir. And they all sat down together to learn Marasha Kehilas Yaakov. Rabbi Yisrael Besser writes, at a time of such uncertainty, we lost the man of certainty. At a time of such confusion, we lost the man of clarity. At a time of such panic, we lost the man of calm. He was a man of quiet contentment and humility and the radiance of Torah. And we, every one of us, whether we knew it or not, were blessed to have him here. Drachaha darchei no'am. The Torah's ways are ways of pleasantness, he would often say. And therefore, if it's not no'am, if your path isn't no'am, said Rabbi David Feinstein, then it's not Torah. He would often quote, I stumbled, so I'm going to say it again. Rav David Feinstein would often say, Dracha darchei noam. The Torah's ways are ways of pleasantness. But if it's not noam, your ways, then it's not Torah. He was so filled with ne'imus and so filled with Torah. Such a paragon example of what it means that the Torah belongs to all of us, and the mitzvahs, and the chasadim, and the suffering, and ultimately the redemption belongs to all of us. So if we want to be part of the Ezras Hashem, the Geula, we have to make sure we're part of the Kehila, as it is today. Always trying to bring ourselves and others up, but understanding that we must cast our lot with the Morashah, the heritage of Kehilas Yaakov. And we all have to do our part. There's no such thing as I can't. There's no such thing as I don't count. There's no such thing as there's not room for me in this tzibur. This year should bring us chos refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Saradina, besoch she'archole Yisrael, as well as the Yeshua of Zarachaya v'Kayama. Everyone should be zocha to send their tinokos to the Beis Rabbanan to continue the Mesorah of Morashat Kehilas Yaakov. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos, Be'ezras Hashem.